the same thing.
Yud Aleph Tammuz, Wednesday the 9th of July, Rabbi Yosef Sheinin, Kriya Shema, Doraisa, Omidorabonon.
Good morning. We have a Gemara in Broches, Chof Aleph, Omid Aleph. Amachloikis. Omosh, Rabbi Yudor Mashmuel. Sofik koro kriyas shma. Sofik loy koro, einoy chizor vekoire. Sofik omar emes veyatim. Sofik loy omar. Loy omar emes veyatim. Chizor veoymer emes veyatim. Mai taime? Kriyas shma de rabono. Emes veyatim de veraisim. If he is in doubt, if he said Krishma or not, he from Sofek he is potter to repeat again Krishma. Verblozer Omar, Sofek Koro Krishma, Sofek Loi Koro Krishma, Choyzer Vekoyi Krishma, Vale Krishma de Reise. Is a machloket. The Rif Paskent Krishme de Reise, like Reblozo. Rabbi Nuchananel Paskent Krishme de Reise, like Reblozo. De Rosh Paskent Krishme de Reise, like Reblozo. Toisves in Menoches, Zog Toisves, Gemara Baruch. There is another drosha in the Gemara. Ureisa moisoi uzechartem. Rei mitzvah zur, uzchor mitzvah acher satlu yoboi, veize zur krishme. Rei mitzvah zur, it means zechiras yitzias mitzray, it is the third parsha in krishme. Uzechoyer mitzvah acheres hatluyobo veizuzu krishme, because we are saying tzchias yitzias mitzrayim in krishme. Says Toisves asmachte bealme. This posik is an asmachte, because the kriyas shma de rabono. Krishme is the rabono, not the raise. It is only an asmachte. Ask the Shagasarye. There is a Gemara in a Dorim which we see absolutely that Krishna is there. The Gemara is in a Dorim Ches Omed Aleph. Omar Rav, Hoimer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Ze, is making a neder. Nidrei Mitzvah Ischal Bekum Vasei. The neder is, tomorrow morning I will get up free and I will learn this. Perek Masechtezu, Neder Godu Noda Lolokei Yisroel. It's a big neder. Ask the Gemara, while a mushba v'oimed hu, v'yishvu ochal al shvue. He is a mushba v'oimed me'al Sinai. He has to learn this perek and this masechte min ha-toire. Mushba v'oimed me'al Sinai, v'yishvu ochal al shvue. You can't swear two shvues on the same thing. So if you have a Shvuah from the Torah, you can't swear for yourself. Hokum Ashmeron. Kevan di boi potar nafshei mikriyas shmashachis ve'arvis mishumochi chaye shvuali. From the Torah, he is metzuve only to read krishme shachis ve'arvis. And he is mekayet v'hogiso boi Yimam v'layla, yimam, bekumecha, layla, b'shachbecha. This is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Says the Ran, what it means, that we don't need to learn Torah the whole day and the whole night. No. Says the Ran, mistabrali, the love of Kedeberochim Mifter. It doesn't mean to say that he is potter from Talmud Torah if he says Krish Meshach Yisrael, Mishari Chayev, Kolodom Lilmud Talmud Yom Valaylok, Vikoichoi, Vamrin Veperek, Kamed de Kiddushin, Tonu Rabbonim Veshinantom, Shiu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Befichoshim, Ish Olcho Odom Dovo Shaloi Tegamgem, Vetoim Aloi Miyad, Ukrish Meshach Yisrael, Sloi Sagil Lehochi. A person is commanded to learn Torah so much that every halacha has to be clear, so clear that if somebody will ask you, you may answer immediately. But elo mikan lira liraye lema shekusafti beperg shvu yishtayim basel. The Ran says a big yesod. The Cholmide de Oso Midroshe, Apa Pishumina Toire, Kebe de Lesse in Mefurish, Bikro Behedye, Shvue Chol Olof. Because in the Torah, the Torah doesn't read right how much to learn. Vokisa Boyon Golaylo, you know, it is a posik in Yoshua, not in the Torah. In the Torah, when the Madatim Atem, you will see later, in the Matem is Bneichem. But how much to learn doesn't read in the Torah. But Veshinantum Levonecho is a drosh. Doesn't written how much to Shinantum, how much to learn until it will be clear. So clear that you may answer immediately. But it is a drosh. Because it doesn't read explained in the Torah, there is Shvur Chalor there. But, says the Chagasari, but it is written that Krishme Shachris Ve'arvis is the Reise. You can't swear to read Krishma Shachris Ve'arvis. It will be a Shvue al Shvue. Klo explained very clear in the Gemara that Krishma Shachris Ve'arvis is the Eraise. It's a Kashi on Toisves, which says that Aloche Krishma de Rabbonon. Says the Shagasarie. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that Krishme is a mitzvah minatoire to read Krishme. Maybe to read Krishme is the Rabbon. But the Gemara says you must to read Krishme every day. Because you must to be Mekayim the Rabbanon. And if you read Krishme in the morning and in the evening, so you are Mekayim v'ogisoboy yoimom v'laylo. Because Krishme is Divra Torah too. You are commanded to say Krishme midrabbanon. But if you say Krishme, you are Mekayim. It is Divrei Torah. Krishma is Divrei Torah. Ask the Shagasarye. But if so, why? Says Shmuel in the Gemara, Sofek koro, sofek loikoro, einoi choyza bekoire. Why? Because Krishme de Rabbonon. Why in the choizah mikoire? You must to learn Torah in the morning and in the evening. You must. If you must learn Torah, read Krishna. It is a sofek if you read Krishna, if you said Krishna. There is a mitzvah the Rabbanot to say Krishna. So, and you must learn Torah. Why don't read Krishna? You will be mekayim sofek the Rabbanon and vadai do yeraise divrei Torah. Why not? But I think that he is going a very big pilpul. I think that the Rambam paskin too that Krishme Reise Sofekoro Krishme Sofek Loikoro Khizo Bekoire Umevorech Lefoneu Lachareo. This is a chidush of the Rambam. There is a few Rishonim was they said Sofek the Rabbanon Lekule. But the Rambam says, "Sofek koro krishme, sofek loy koro, choyzer bekoire umevorech lefoneo." If krishme is the Rabbanon, can't be such an aloche, sveg the Rabbanon lekule. So the broches is too, sveg the Rabbanon lekule. You can't make the broches. The Rambam paskent krishme the reise. And if it is a sofek, sfeke do eraise lechumre, you must say krishme. If you must say krishme, mid eraise, sfeke do eraise lechumre, you have to say the broches. So the kashi of the Shagasari's kasha is not a kasha. If Krishme, what he asked, Sofik the Rabbanon, even Krishme Sofik the Rabbanon, but you must to learn Torah. You must to learn Torah. So, and you, Yom Volayro, say Krishme, even it is a Sofik, even it is a Sofik the Rabbanon, but it will be Divrei Torah and you will be the Sofek, Sveke the Rabbanon. But the meaning is not to say Krishme only. It means if Krishme the Reise, so from Sofek you must, Sveke the Reise lechumre, you must to say Krishme. If you must, you have broches. You have to say broches. If you don't must, if Krishme the Rabbanon, from Sofek, Sveke the Rabbanon the Kule, you don't need to read Krishme. You make it read Krishme. It is the Retoire, and you need to read the Retoire. But the Retoire, you may learn other pieces of Torah. And if you will choose to say Krishme, it's not a choiv of Krishme, and you can't say the broches. The fall said Shmuel, Sovekor Kishme, Sovekor Kishme, Einach, Ezekor, he's not Mechuyev, he has no broches. This is the meaning of Shmuel, and this is the Pshat in Tosfos too. But the Kashi. So we said that there is no raya from the Gemara in Nedorim because it may be that Krishme the Rabbanon, but the Gemara says even Krishme the Rabbanon, but if you will say Krishme Shachis ve'Arvis, you are Yoitze Divrei Teure too from Ve'ogisa Boy Yoimom Volayo. The Oineg Yom Tev brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin that Krishme the Reise. Stome the Gemara that Krishmi de Reis. Because the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel asks, Mitzvah Seshe Shalei Azman Gorom Adoshim Chayoves, as the Gemara Talmud Toire, Shalei Azman Gorom, Amai Noshim Pturetz, why are Noshim Potter Fun Mitzvah Seshe Shalei Azman Gorom, Fun Talmud Toire, why not? If it is in the Gemara in Broches, ask the Gemara, Shmuel says, Krishme is the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, I stay toch in the Teure, Beshor Becho, Vekumecho. Ahu Bedivrei Teure Ksiv. Shmuel, which says that Krishme is the Rabbonon, is with the Balto Bom Beshor Becho Vekumecho, is not Krishme. Is Divrei Teure. Beshor Becho Vekumecho, Divrei Teure. So, when is the real Chiyuv to learn Teure? In the morning, Beshor, in the evening, and in the morning. Beshor Becho Vekumecho, yes. If it's Beshor, if Beshor Becho Vekumecho goes on Divrei Teure, is Divrei Teure Mitzvah Sese, Sheazman Gome, Beshor Becho Vekumecho, Mitzvah Sheazman Gome. And the Gemara says that Divrei Teure is not Mitzvah Sese, Sheazman Gome. It is a simen that the Gemara in Kedushin held that Krishme, the Rabbonon, Krishme de Reise, Bishobachov Komecho, Gate of Krishme, and Talmud Teure, the Kaimon, yeah, Vechiyuve de Talmud Teure, mi ulemalete moisum. It's written that Teure ulemalete moisum, you have to learn Teure. But it's a wonder. If you have to learn, if from ulemalete moisum, doesn't written when. If Beshor Becho Vekumecho goes of Divrei Teure, it's written the Teure. When you must learn Teure, Beshor Becho Vekumecho. But if I say that the Posik Beshor Becho Vekumecho is no on Krishme, and Ulemadete Moisom is Talmud Teure, doesn't written when. In Rambam, the Rambam says, Hilchos Talmud Teure, says the Rambam, that everybody has to learn Teure, Kol Ish Mi'Yisroel Chaye B'Talmud Teure, Ben Oni, Ben Oshir, Ben Sholem Begufe, a long list, Chayev Likboya Lo Yizman L'Talmud Teure, Bayoim U'Balaylo, שנאמר, והוגיסו בוי, יוימום ולילו. ביום ובלילו. שתית עם רמב״ם. והוגיסו ביום ולילו, but it's written in יהושע, not in the Torah, in ספר יהושע. But the chiyuv is only לקבויה לוי זמן. Not the whole day and the whole night. No, to fix a time every day in the night and in the morning. Why? If the Rambam asked Krishme de Reise, Beshor Becho Vekumecho goes on Krishme, Divrei Teure Ulemalete Moisom, why it's only Bayom Valaylo? Why it's only to fix a time to only by Yom Ha'Laila, to steady time. There is another big question, a stirring in the Rambam. We have a Gemara in Menoches, Tzadik Tes. The Gemara in Menoches, a Mishneh, about Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim has to be Lifnei Hashem Tomid. It has to be always Lefonai Tomid. Always has to be Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. Says the Mishneh, Keitzad, Abokoyanim Nichnosim, Shnaim Biyodom Shni Zdorim, Ushnaim Biyodom Shni Bazichim, Vabo Makdimin Lifneim, Shnaim Liton Shni Zdorim, Ushnaim Liton Shni Bazichim. Four Koyanim are taking the old bread and the old Bazichim from the last week, and the new Koyanim are bringing and laying on the table the new bread, new Lechem Aponim, with the new Bazichim. Hamachnisim di batzofen, upneim ladon, hamitzim di badon, upneim latzofen, eilu moishchin ve eilu manichin ve tifchoi shel ze, kenegit tifchoi shel ze. The four Koyanim, which are taking the old bread, has to pour little by little, tefach by tefach, and by this time the new Koyanim are laying the new bread, because Sheneemar Lefonai Tomit. Tomit means even 1 minute has the Shulchan not to be empty. Rabbi Yisroimer, Afilo elu noitim elu manichim. In the bright is written, Rabbi Yisroimer, Afilo silek et hayeshono shachris, Vesilek es hachadosho arvis, in bekachklum. Even it's written tomit, tomit means, what it means tomit, elu maani mikayim lefonai tomit, shelo yolin shulchon veloy lechet. Not overnight without bread, without the lechem aponim. But if he take it in the morning and he put in the evening, it means before the sunset, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Omar Abami, midvor v'shel Rabbi Yosi nilmoid, afilu lo yishono odom elo perek echot shachis, uperek echot arvis, we have to learn an aloche on Talmud Torah, אפילו לישון אודם אלו פרק אחד שחרס ופרק אחד ארביס קיים מצווס לא יומוש ספר התורה הזה מפיחו דוסו the same פוסיק of a gizah ביום ולילה יום ספר התורה מפיחו a gizah ביום ולילה what it means לא יומוש according to Chachomim that tomid means tomid even not 1 minute empty without the lechem aponim is לא יומוש is the same like Tomit. Lo Yomush, you have to learn day and the day and the night. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's enough that you will learn Perek Echot Shachris or Perek Echot Arvis. Omar Rabbi Yochon Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yitzodok, afilo likoro odom lo krish me Shachris ve Arvis, ki yem lo Yomush. It is lo Yomush, because you don't go over a night or a day without Torah, a little bit in the night, a little bit in the morning. There is a big stir in the Rambam. The Rambam passed like Chachomim. Hilchos Tmidin u'Musafin passed in the Rambam like Chachomim that Tomit means Mamish Tomit. Keitzad Mesadrin es Halechem Eilu Moishchin ve'Eilu Menichin ותפחוי של זה בתוך תפחוי של זה שנאמר לפוני תומית פסקן דרמם לייק חכומים תומית means always always and in הלכס תלמוד תורה פסקן דרמם we saw it before חייב לקבוע לו זמן לתלמוד תורה ביום ובלילה שנאמר בוגיסו ביום ובלילה אז כדי לחמישנה it is a big story. אמרו בגמורי רבי יסיימר אפילו סילק הישון לשחיס בסידר סחדושו. Omar Avami Medib Rabbi is in Nilmod, as it's enough. Toire lo yomush is the same like Tomid. It's enough. Shachis and Arvis. Vehashto Koshe, le Divi Rabbeinu. The Mashma Lichod, the Amrin and Krop, Posuk Echot Shachis. Vehechot Arvis, it's enough. Kiem lo yomush, hainu davke le Rabbi Yosi. Not the Chomet. And here is a big kashe, a big stire of the Rambam. Here in Hilchos Tvi'ah Mosofim, about Lechem Aponim, we pasken like Chachomim, and in Hilchos Talmud Torah, like Rabbi Yosi, that lo yomush means day and night, not every time. There is another question which I asked a lot of years ago. There is a machloikes mitzvos tziches kavone, mitzvos enom tziches kavone. Yes. So the Gemara says that if the Gemara in the Dorim that he may yoitze be yoitze Talmud Torah with Krishme, Shachris, and Arvis. When you read Krishme, your kavone is to be mekayim Krishme. You don't think about Talmud Torah. So how you yoitze with Talmud Torah? Mitzvah tziches kavone. If you want to be mekayim mitzvah from Talmud Torah, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, don't think about Bimekayim zayin the mitzvah of Talmud Torah the whole time when you learn. You can't learn like that. But before you begin to learn, you have to thought, I am going to be Bimekayim. So, how he is Yoitze Talmud Torah if he's read, he says Krishme, he has another kavone. But I think that the real is Talmud Torah Krishme is really the same mitzvah. The Torah says us and commanded us to say Krishme Shachris Ve'Arvis to be Mekayem Talmud Torah. But Talmud Torah is very wide. You may mekayim then Talmud Torah with other pieces of Torah. But the Torah asks us, please, be mekayim with Krishme. If you don't read Krishme, and you will learn Torah, you had the mitzvah of Torah. But the Torah asks us, at least, when you learn Vogisaboy, Yoimon Volailo, in the day and in the night, please read Krishme. Because Kabbalah Samach Shomayim, Kabbalah Samach Mitzvahs, but it is the same mitzvah. But it is a machloikas hasugyas. The sugya in Kedushin says that Talmud Torah is not mitzvah shazman gromi. If we say that Krishme means Talmud Torah, it's written in Talmud Torah b'shav b'chov kumecha. Yom v'laylo means b'shav b'chov kumecha. It's a mitzvah shazman gromi. If it's written there, that's not a mitzvah shazman gromi. Is really like the Oyneg Yom Tov. We know Mitzvah Talmud Torah from Ulamad Tematel. Another posik, not connected with the time. But there is another. How many time I have?
Not around.
Huh?
One minute.
Yeah. So I will say by heart. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah the beginning of Ram in Rambam, the Rambam don't say that we are commanded to learn Torah. Noshim kvori, noshim va'avodim p'turim tamotir, aval koton oviv chayv lelam de Torah. Sheneva ulamatu muisim es bneichem. And after that, says the Rambam, k'shem shemitzva olov lelamed es bnoi, kachu metzuber lelamed es hatzmei. The mitzvah is to teach you, but the daughter not. Bneichem lo bneiseichem, the daughter's not. The Kesef Misha says that I would. The Torah has to write. The matter is bneichem velo es bneiseichem. Because you don't command it to teach your daughter, because that a woman is potter from Talmud Torah. Because it's connected. So, in general, the mitzvah of Krishna is the same mitzvah like Talmud Torah. And it is limited in the chiyuv. The chiyuv is only b'shobachov kumecha. Is the Yeshua wrote but yom v'laylo? It means b'shobachov kumecha. And because that noshim potter, mitzvah shazman gromer. The suye in Nedorim. All that it is a mitzvah shazman gromi, b'shom b'chov kumech on Talmud Torah, the same mitzvah shazman gromi. But if was in the Torah a commanded that you have to teach your daughter, so you have a woman has to teach herself too. Therefore, we need the droshe. Bneichem v'lo bneiseichem, but the normal chiyuv of all mitzvahs is not important from mitzvah from Talmud Torah, because it is a mitzvah. So leyomish, okay, leyomish. According to the sugya in Menoches and in Kedushin is leyomish always. According to the sugya in Edorim is leyomish means. In the morning, in the evening.